The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Previously on Robots of the Company.
Command this log of the Shuttlecraft Explorer 1 of the SS Titan III. My name is Pudge McNuttich, and we've been sent out by Captain Hancock to appropriate salvage from a derelict space cruiser known as the SS Heldrax. A name that sounds awfully familiar, yet I can't quite put my finger on where I've heard it before.
It's a bot! What are you doing hiding in a locker, pal?
Wait! That's not just any bot. I recognize him. It's GD?
Oh no. It's you guys. I thought I got rid of you bots for good.
Derek! Come in, Derek! Chongo! Come in, you guys!
It's too late, Pudge. They're gone. Nothing you can do about it. And now I suspect we're next. Oh well. Well, nice seeing you bots again, I guess.
I knew it! I was right! We're all doomed!
I want my mama!
Are we really going to die? Oh, crackers!
It's all right. Just hang on, Betty.
You know, I really hate you guys.
It may have been an accident, but I once made you and your friends human for a day.
Oh no. You're the wishing well?
That is what the entity known as Dr. Grease Monkey wished for. Revenge. And this is part of it.
Oh boy. Oh no. Then I'm in a trap. Darn it. GD was right.
Indeed he was. Pudge McNuttish. It was all a trap. And the trap is me.
And now, the exciting continuation.
Robots of the Company.
You are listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 87. The Santa Conde Wish, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Oh boy.
We listen to this holiday trap.
'Tis the season, Dr. Philbert.
I told you before, it's Dr. Philbot, not Flippin' Philbert.
Ooh, I like that. Flippin' Philbert. I'll use it.
No, you darn well won't. It's Philbot. Philbot, Philbot, Philbot.
Philbert, Philbot, Flippin' Philbot. What's the difference?
Well, obviously, one is my name, and the others are not. I'd think it's simple enough to understand, damn it.
Language? Put a coin in the can.
Oh, sh**.
Two coins?
Well, damn. Sh**. Just take my whole f**ing paycheck, why don't you? I'm so tired of this, homogenized bullshit.
If you don't like my rules, you can just go play in someone else's backyard and go back to being a failure.
Well, at times like this, I really miss the League of Evil Bots. because I still feel like a failure.
It sounds to me like you need some therapy. Or a hug. You should talk to that nice Dr. Betty. She helped me with my coughing fits and my mommy issues.
You know, I think you're turning soft, Dr. Grease Monkey. You just don't sound as angry as you used to.
This may be true. Dr. Betty has really helped me with my anger issues.
Well, ain't that nice?
It really is.
That was sarcasm, darn it. Oh, I've had enough of this nonsense. You're just not very evil anymore. So yeah, I don't want to play in your freaking playground anymore. I'm leaving this crummy planet. I'm going to strike out on my own again. And I'll seek my revenge for myself. Goodbye, Dr. Greasemonger.
Fine. Go on, then. Who needs you? Dr. Grease Monkey doesn't need you. Dr. Grease Monkey doesn't need anyone! Well, if only I had a pet of some kind. Maybe a little kitty cat or a bunny. Oh, well. I'll celebrate SantaCon Day with my new friends, my captive bots.
Are we ever going to get out of this mess? We've been trapped here for nearly 2 months. You'd have thought we'd have been rescued by now. And I'm missing all the new episodes of the Robotic Cyclone Rangers. It's my favorite new show since they cancelled Bot War. This isn't fair.
Who do you think is going to rescue you, Zimtron? I'm in here with you guys, and Pudge is dead.
Oh, don't say that, GD. I mean, do we really know that for sure?
Look, Dr. Betty, he's gone. Get over it. We're all locked away here. This Captain Hancock of yours doesn't sound like the heroic type, or even the type who cares one way or another anyway. And, well, Pudge is dead. Game over.
This really sucks.
Oui, big time. I wish my papa was here.
Yeah, Frenchie, but he ain't. He's out there somewhere, living the high life, while we're doomed to spend eternity locked up in here. Get over it.
Hey, GD. Why are you such a downer, man?
First of all, I'm not a man. I'm a bot. Second, I'm a realist. I call him like I see him. We've been locked up in here for 2 months in this bot-forsaken cage on this bot-forsaken planet, and no one has come to get us out. No one is going to come and get us out. So therefore, we're doomed. Simple as that.
Hey, wait a minute. I just realized something. Hey, Popsicle, can't you transform into some kind of a tank or something? I seem to remember that. You could save us.
No. When the company sold us off, they removed my tank transforming abilities. Now I'm just a normal toaster again.
Oui, now you're just last year's model.
And normal is not how I describe you, Popsicle. Far from it.
Hey, that's not a nice thing to say.
Well, it's true.
Only you're not last year's model. More like last century.
You guys are the worst friends a bot could have.
And the beat goes on. See? We're doomed, just like I said.
This bickering is getting us nowhere. We should put our heads together and figure out how to escape.
That's a nice thought. But none of you are going anywhere. You're stuck here. And you'll be here as long as I want to keep you here.
But why are you doing this?
Because you are now my friend.
Friends? What have you been smoking, lady?
What is a lady? And I am not smoking. I am functioning within normal parameters. And besides all that, I am in charge here. You will do what I say.
Oh, you could talk tough outside of these bars, But if you had the guts to come in here with the rest of us...
What? What are guts?
Well, you see... Huh?
Oh, how pathetic you are.
You're very ungrateful. After all, I cured you of your coughing fits. Not to mention the free therapy sessions we've had. You'd think you would be a little more sympathetic and grateful.
I am grateful, but I'm also very bad. What do you want from me? A bouquet of roses?
Not from you, that's for sure.
Why? What's wrong with me? Am I so revolting?
I don't even know exactly what you are, Grease Monkey.
I am an enigma, and your permanent host. That is all you need to know.
Oh, yes. Laugh it up. You call us your friends, but you insult us and keep us locked up here in these cages like a bunch of animals. You really should be ashamed of yourself. Plus, you killed poor Putch.
Is that what you think? I should go on letting you think that.
Wait. He's not dead.
Did I say he was?
But he vanished in a puff of smoke. We all saw it.
You saw my revenge taking form. But maybe he is dead. I honestly don't know. I simply wished for revenge. And now I have it.
Then Putch could still be alive.
Maybe. It is hard to say. But wherever he is, trust me, he isn't having a good time.
Oh, this is really a great party. I'm having such a good time. Thank you, SantaCon. Thank you for saving me.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Putch. You've helped me out so many times over the years. I owed you one.
Well, you owe me a few, but who's counting?
Touché.
So, what about the wishing well? I mean, Harmony. I know she wished herself into a robot body now and all, but... Well, what now? I mean, what do we do with her?
Well, she's been a bad girl. That is certainly true. But I suppose we can do something about that.
I am what I am, SantaCon, sir. I cannot control who makes a wish and what they wish for.
And we should do something about that. I know. I will make a wish.
Certainly. And as it's you, SantaCon, you may have as many wishes as you like. So, what do you wish for?
I wish that you will only grant wishes to those who only wish for good things from now on.
Granted. Anything else?
I wish that you will grant Putch as many wishes as he desires, and that you will stay with him to assist him in anything he needs.
Of course, SantaCon, sir. But is there anything I can do for you, sir?
Oh, SantaCon isn't supposed to receive wishes or gifts for himself.
Well, it's only fair, sir, considering all you do for so many folks throughout the galaxy. Allow us to give you something.
Well, okay. Since you're going to insist, I'd love a crumble pie. I'd just love a crumble apple pie. Ooh, with a dollop of whipped cream. And a cherry on top. Yes, that is what I wish for.
We wish you a happy SantaCon day. We wish you a happy SantaCon day. We... Oh, come on, you guys. Sing. Join in. We are supposed to be having a party.
This is one lame party.
Oui, this has to be the worst SantaCon day party in history.
It would be better if we could at least watch the Cyclone Rangers SantaCon Day Marathon on TV.
Give it up, Zimtron. It ain't happening.
Nothing is happening, you guys. Being with you bots is always lame.
I really wish I had never joined up with you bots in the first place.
Just listen to you party poopers. It's SantaCon Day. I'd think you'd be a little more festive.
Can it, Grease Monkey? Nobody is buying your goody-goody SantaCon Day act.
But it isn't an act. I really want us to be chums.
Chums? You really expect us all to be chums when you have us locked up like animals with no hope of rescue?
Well, when you put it like that, I suppose I... Hey, what is that noise?
Surprise! We're here!
Hey, you guys! Happy SantaCon Day!
Butch!
I'll be a son of a...
Mon ami, you're alive!
We're rescued!
I never thought we'd see you again, Butch. Wow.
Well, it's about time.
Nice to see you too, Zimtron.
This is really not fair. You are supposed to be doing my bidding, Harmony.
Sorry, but I'm not allowed to do anything you say anymore.
Who says?
Jolly old SantaCon himself.
Oh, that big, fat, red robot will feel my vengeance.
Now, now, Dr. Grease Monkey, what did we say about anger?
I don't care what we said about anger. SantaCon has interfered in my plans for the last time. Oh, just to wait till next SantaCon Day. I'll plot a revenge so sweet that it will be sweet! You'll see. And you bots will finally get yours, too.
Oh, man. Dr. Grease Monkey got away.
Again. Dr. Grease Monkey always gets away. And it seems he... She? Well, whatever it is, we'll be back next year. Just one thing. Don't ask me to help out. I'm done helping you bots.
Oh, you always say things like that, GD. But deep down, I think you like playing the hero. Admit it.
I ain't admitting nothing. One thing's for sure, nothing ever changes with you bots.
Yep, same old, same old. Some things never change.
You can say that again, Popsicle.
I really don't want to.
So, now what, you guys?
Yeah, now what, Potch? You're the one doing the rescuing of... What shall we do now?
Well, now that we have Harmony here, a.k.a. the Wishing Well, I suppose we can do anything we like.
Oh, really? The Wishing Well, huh? From Planet Bob?
That's right. But... don't get any ideas, big boy. I can only hand out good wishes now, thanks to SantaCon.
Darn it. What I could have done with a few bad wishes. Oh well, easy come, easy go.
You could always come with us, GD. Get the old gang back together.
I'll pass, Putch. I think I'll just wish to be sent back to that wonderful resort they have on Planet Bob. So I could just spend my days relaxing and doing nothing.
If that's really what you wish, GD. But it was good seeing you again.
I wish I could say the same, Butch. So long, losers.
Harmony, if you would do the honors.
Your wish is my command, Butch.
So that was the legendary GD I'd always heard about?
Sadly, yes. He really doesn't live up to the hype, does he?
Not the hype so much, but he is one intriguing bot. I think I'd like to get to know him better. Well, I would have had he chosen to stay.
Don't worry about it too much. I have a feeling we haven't heard the last of GD.
I just wish we've seen the last of Dr. Grease Monkey.
You are allowed one wish each for SantaCon Day. If that is what you truly want as your one wish, I will grant it, Lynx.
Hang on a minute. Let's not be hasty. I have so many ideas for wishes.
Oh, so do I. Yowza, yowza!
Just keep in mind that the wishes have to be good.
Oh, my wishes are all good. Trust me.
As are my wishes. They may not be clean, but they are good.
So, what about the rest of you? What do you guys want to do? It's SantaCon Day. The sky's the limit.
I, for one, want to go and watch the Cyclone Rangers Marathon and do nothing else whatsoever.
We should find a nice bar somewhere. I sure could use a good stiff drink.
I agree with Popsicle.
Well, I'm with you, Pudge. It's whatever you decide. What about you, Betty?
Well, I suppose you can count me in. I mean, what else am I going to do? So, it's up to you, I guess, Pudge. Are we heading back to Captain Hancock and the Titan III, or...
You know, I really just wish we could have our own ship. You know, something not too big, but comfortable and fast. Something we could, explore the universe in. And do whatever we like. How does that sound, guys?
You know my answer. Let's do it.
Sounds good to me.
Sure. Why not? As long as we have Gabby and the bar on our ship, I'm up for anything.
That sounds reasonable. Lynx?
It could be fun. So, count me in, mon ami.
I suppose you're good at saying this, Simtron. Though I'm sure I'll regret asking.
As long as I can watch TV all day and lounge around doing nothing, I'm up for it.
So, is this really your wish, Pudge? Having your own ship, including Gabby and her bar?
Yeah, it sure is. And you can be my first officer.
Are you offering me a job?
If you'll accept it, yeah.
I'll take it.
Good. It's settled. Now, make it so, Harmony. Let's see what's out there.
Your wish is my command, Captain.
Oh, boy.
Happy SantaCon Day, everyone. And may all your wishes be good ones.
You have been listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 87, The SantaCon Day Wish, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred in order of appearance Jeff Niles as Dr. Philbot, Sally Wicket as Dr. Grease Monkey, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Ellie Hirschman as GD, Deborah Adams as Dr. Betty, Daryl Looney as Popsicle, Gary Erickson as Lynx, Victor Aurelius as Crusher, Joe J. Thomas as Pudge, Pete Lutz as SantaCon, and Stefania Linton-Bond as Harmony. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The Robots of the Company holiday theme tune was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Yada, yada, yada. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us for virtually any reason at all, you may do so. But don't complain about my voice. You may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. We were making wishes come true during the making of this audiogram. Unlike the wish that I have that my voice would get normal. Yes, a robot with a cold. Can you believe it? At any rate, it's the robots of the company, and we will be back in 2018 with all new adventures as Season 10 continues. So until then, this is the Creditor, believe it or not. Hopefully then I will sound more like myself. But as always, this is the Creditor asking you to please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2017, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.